Very, very important for Shlomo. Yesterday,
I always in here, my notes in here.
Oh, yeah?
The Lishna Kam over here. Listen carefully to what I'm saying now. The major, major Shlomo. Take the whole sugya and shot. Another step further based on the lumnus that we said yesterday. The Lishna Kam over here. Yes, Takasha. Lishna Kam, yes, Takasha. First of all, I want to take the sugi. Now that we know what the sugi is about, this unusual Shvera sugi, I want to take it now to another level and relearn the Gemara. So Lishna Kam is saying, yes, Takasha, that according to the Rabbanan who hold, the Dova Grail moment is Lavka moment, dummy. How could it be that Kabbalah Zacharias is Chayav? We had a Bryce over here that says, that a Gemara that said, excuse me, that in Kabbalah Zacharias, it's called Yerfam Mitzvah, everybody will be Motzi. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbanan who hold Dava Grail Mom and Lav Kamom, it doesn't make sense. How could it be? So the Gemara answers, what the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, it's Xerza Kosa. So I want to begin a very long-winded cheshbon in pshat and lumbus to bring out the power of what's going on here. So I have a kash on the Lishna Kama. Yesterday we spoke about the Lishna Basra at length. A lot of what we said yesterday in the Lishna Basra, I want to speak out the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama is a kash. We said, I don't say that I want him. You know, don't have a great moment. Why in the world should a guy be chayav on a chayav? So I have a kash on the Lishna Kama. And Larry Shimon, it's better. I understand. Hello, and Larry Shimon will tell a girl, come on, don't be, why do you need a pasuk? Because what did the Shekama hold on the Lishna Kama? The Lishna Kama says, according to Rav Shimon, it's good, because he'll tell a girl, come on, don't be. And what do you do with the kasha of the Lishna Basra? Why do you need a pasuk, Larry Shimon? Is the pasuk of the Peshat is that the Lishna Kama knew the terrorist that the Lishna Basra said. I have a right to that, by the way. I have a kasha of the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama got up and asked the kasha and said, that later upon will hold on a girl, come on, don't be. So why are you chai by a chai of chomets? Why are you chai everybody else? Not your chomets. So have a kasha. Why does the Kama only ask on the Rambam? And why the Rav Shimon will tell a girl, mom, come on, don't be, why do you need a pasuk for? The kasha the Lishna Basra asks. Now you can't go tell me that the Lishna Kama had a different teretz on the kasha. The Lishna Kama had a different teretz on the kasha, so why does the Lishna Basra say a different teretz? It's a weird zach. So obviously the Lishna Kama understood that the teretz of the Lishna Basra is pasha. That means the reason why you need a pasuk according to Rav Shimon is because of the Svarah of Ben, of Isa Ben. That's the pasha pshat. That means I want to explain as follows. There's no machlekes over here between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. Maram chod of Le Pligi. The Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra are addressing two different agendas. The Lishna Kama is addressing the Rabbanon, and the Lishna Basra is addressing Rav Shimon. They're not arguing with each other. They're addressing over here two different agendas, two different nekudas. The Lishna Kama wasn't interested in the kasha of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's coming. He'll never go along. Come on, dummy. He'll ask me, so what are you in a pasuk for? The answer is because we have a sword called Isabene. Right? We have a sword that says we don't say Rav Shimon over here. The Shekama was talking in the Rabbanon. The Shekama was talking that later Rabbanon hold over Gomal Kamamadah. We need a pasuk for you. Ask me, why do you pasuk for Hashem? And the answer is, you have a Lishna Basra. They're not arguing, by the way. The Shekama and Shabbat are not arguing with each other. What's the teretz to each one's kasha? The answer is that the Shekama and Shabbat put a stress on a different akut in the sugya. The Shekama understood. The Shekama understood that the teretz of the Shekama understood. That the teretz to the kasha is that Rav Shimon needs a pasuk because of the sword that go on top of the omit. So the Lishna Kama wasn't busy with Rav Shimon. The Lishna Kama knew the teretz, and the Kama was busy. Well, what did you like the Rabbanon? The Lishna Basra understood the Rabbanon. About the Epic Zeres Akosim, the Shalom was according to Rav Shimon. We need a pasuk. That's the two Lishnas over here. There's no machlek between the two Lishnas. Each Lishna is addressing a different agenda here. That's the chayr of Shah. If that's true, so I have a very interesting kashim shot. By the way, what I just said is the pashtus of the Gemara. Because otherwise, if you're going to learn as a machlekes, you can have a big headache. So what does the Kama answer to the kasha of the Shabbos? The Kama got up and said, Larry Shimon, it's good. We know it's good. Because you don't ever go to Mom Kamon, no, you need a pasuk for it. The Gemara put a pasuk. The answer is, Larry Shabbos is there. So what are you asking? You're asking other one. That's the Hamadah Sadvarim. That's the Richter Kapashim shot in the Gemara. There's no need to make a machlekes between the Lishna Kama and the Shabbos who are addressing two different issues. Okay? If that's true. And that is the pashtus. So I have a very interesting kasha, which goes to the heart of the sugya. Watch. In fact, the Lishnakama came along and asked Akasha. Watch what I'm going to ask. I have a Murray Dick Akasha. In fact, the Lishnakasha, Akasha, and this is going to bring out the power of everything I said yesterday. So now let's analyze the Lishnakama in light of what I just said. In fact, the Lishnakama, the one in the world, the Dover Gavon, the Avkumam and Domi, why you chayef achrayes? So I don't understand. The Makshin obviously didn't want to answer that it's exeris akosa, correct? The Makshin in the Lishnakama held that exeris akosa doesn't make sense. If you hold Dover Gavon and Lav Kamom and Domi, what's sakam shat exeris akosa? That's the emic of the kasha of the Lishnakama. The emic of the kasha of the Lishnakama is you there abon and hold all over Dover Gavon and Lav Kamom and Domi. So how could you keep shot this exeris akosa? Vikin zayin azag exeris akosa. How could there be azag exeris akosa? How could there be azag exeris akosa? That was the Gemara's kasha. Now we're beginning. And while Rabbi Shimon is a better, I want to ask Amori de Kakasha on the Lishnakama. The Lishnakama is the Kasha on the Rabbanon. He was the Rabbanon who hold internationally. The Dov HaGron Lamon Lav Kamom Adomi. Why over here is a guy Chai Bachrayas? I don't understand what the Pakasha is. That is a Pasuk, right? The Tevis is the Gemara is asking, let's learn up shot. I don't understand the Pasuk. Why should the Pasuk come along and say Chai? For what reason? Dov HaGron Lamon Lav Kamom Adomi. Why did the Lishnakama not ask Rav Shimon? Because the Gemara knew the Lishnakama knew the Tarif. The reason why according to Rav Shimon I need a pasuk is why? Is because Dover Gavon is why do I need a pasuk by the way? Why do I need a pasuk for Rav Shimon? The answer is the Tarif of the Lishnakama said. The Lishnakama knew that. It was a no-brainer. That what? That Vivaldit's Ben, I wouldn't say over here, Dover Gavon, come on with Dami. Vivaldit's Ben, I wouldn't say over here, Dover Gavon, come on with Dami. I wouldn't say that. Figure Hakasha, your happy meaning was that it's you don't see the girl alone come on with me. So why talk in the end of the day do we talk and say? This is a pasuk, right? Figure Hakasha, I don't understand. What did the Lishnakama hold? I'm asking my mother Shachat Shok. What did the Lishnakama hold? Why did Rishimadi need a pasuk? Rishimadi holds all over girl alone. The difference is that the din of the girl alone doesn't apply here, correct? Because it's Bain. So you need a pasuk. So the same pasuk you have for Rishimadi, you have for the Rabbanon. That's my kasha that I want to shtel on the Lishnakama to teach the Elam how to take a sugya to the next level. Once the Lishnakama got up in his kasha, the Lishnakama got up in his kasha and said, later I wanted to hold Dover Gavon Lav Kamom Adomi. What does the pasuk help me? If I get kasha, why is it better like Rav Shimon? Because he holds Dover Gavon Kamom Adomi, but not here. Over here it's Ben. And we don't see Dover Gavon Kamom Adomi over here when it's Ben. Elamai, this is a pasuk. So it means like Rav Shimon also you have to come on to a Gzeres HaKosu. Rav Shimon also you have to come on to a pasuk which is Mechadish Achomet Zvikavart. So why is it more shrewd on Rabbanan than it is according to Rav Shimon? Yes, me, Akasha. According to the Rabbanan, hold over, I'll come on with Dami. So why Chayev on Chometz? I don't know, it's a Pasuk. Tell me, we don't like the Pasuk. Taught to believe it's Exeris HaKosov. What do you mean taught to believe it's Exeris HaKosov? And why Rav Shimon is easier? Because you'll never go on Kamomi. It's not true, though. How does what do you need a Pasuk for? The Teretz is because you know there's a Svar called Ben, and when it's Ben, we don't need to go on Kamomi. So then why is the Pasuk better understood by Rav Shimon than it is by the Rabbanan? The answer is, you'll tell me. So you could tell me. That the Pasuk's teaching me that we say Dover Gavon Lav Kamom Adomi, even by Ben. Maybe the Pasuk's an international Pasuk, and the Pasuk's being Megala to me that we do say Dover Gavon Lav Kamom Adomi, even when it's Ben. Maybe that's the Pasuk telling me. So what the Gemara says like this, like Rav Shimon holds all over Dover Gavon Lav Kamom Adomi, you had a half meaning that Ben not Kamash from the Pasuk, that yeah. But according to Rabbanan, who don't hold the Gavon Lav Kamom Bechlal, so what's the shot? But we already proved yesterday that that's not the Kamash from the Pasuk. We already proved yesterday that that's not the commercial of the Pasuk. The commercial of the Pasuk is that all over we don't see Dover Gavon Lav Kamom over here. All over we don't see Dover Gavon Lav Kamom over here. All over we don't see when it's Ben Dover Gavon Lav Kamom. So why the Maisel of Shimon in the Lishna Basra are you Chayiv because of the Pasuk? The Teres is the Bokul Chiyav. By Chomis, we proved yesterday two Rayas. One Raya from Rashi. Rashi, after the Maskonos HaGemara, asked the Kasha from where? From Kosham Shechayiv Rachagusan. And we proved it from the Ketzai, so we asked the Kasha from Sanhedrin. It means the Pasuk was a local Chometz Pasuk. That the Pasuk teaches me that the Gabi Chometz is your Chayiv, even though Dover Gavon Lav Kamom doesn't apply over here because it's Ben. So now I'm asking the Kasha with the most powerful Kasha. Yesterday we proved that the Reb Shimon, the regular din of Dover Gavon Lav Kamom doesn't apply over here because it's Ben. And Ben, it doesn't work. And why talk at the end of the day, are you talking Chayiv Acharayis? Because it's Gzeres HaKosov. And we proved yesterday that the Gzeres HaKosov is a Chometz Gzeres HaKosov. It's not an international din that all cases of when it's Ben, we say Dover Gavon Lav Kamom. Not true. In cases of Ben, said the Ketzais, we don't say Dover Gavon Lav Kamom. In cases of Ben, we don't say, said Rashi, Dover Gavon Lav Kamom. It's Gzeres HaKosov, Dover Chometz, it's enough. Fekir HaKasha, so I don't understand. I don't see the Lishnakama. There's a kami sakasha on Rabbanan. You the Rabbanan hold Rama Goyal Mamun Lavkum Amidami. Why lo you, does the pasuk make sense? And why are you asking only Rabbanan? Why the Rav Shimon is it better? The Rav Shimon also, the pasuk doesn't make sense. Because Rav Shimon, I, Rav Shimon holds all of the Dama Goyal Mamun, but not here. Over here where it's banned, we don't say Dama Goyal Mamun Kum Amidami. Over here we don't say. Over here when it's banned, the Lishna Basri explained that why. So why is the Rabbanan less than the Rav Shimon? I don't say the Lishna Kama. I'm saying Aleph. I'm saying three steps. Aleph to the Lishna Kama clearly agreed to the Lishna Basra that the reason why I need a pasuk like Rav Shimon is because of the reason of the Kasha the Gemara Ben. Otherwise, what did the Lishna Basra argue? The Lishna Kama already had a teretz. The answer is the Lishna Kama did not ask on Rav Shimon. The reason why the Lishna Kama didn't ask on Rav Shimon because the Lishna Kama knew the teretz of the Lishna Basra. Rav Shimon is not a problem. The regular din of Rav Shimon doesn't apply over here. That's step one. Step two is, so if the regular din of Rav Shimon doesn't apply over here, so why let Rav Shimon is there a din that Yechayv Achrayis? Because there's a pasuk. So what are you asking on the Rabbanan? I'm asking a mafal de kakasha. Why is the Rabbanan any worse off than Rav Shimon in Chometz? Halei the Lishna Basra already spoke out that b'negeya to Chometz, we don't b'negeya to Ba'yirah, Dabar Goyal Mamun doesn't help me. It doesn't give me the, it doesn't supply me the goods. It doesn't facilitate me a chiyuv. Elamai, it's exactly kosher. So why is Rabbanan shreya than Rav Shimon? I have kushya atzuma on the Lishna Kama. Why the Gemara shtel the kasha on the Rabbanan? I this exeres akosav. No, the exeres akosav doesn't make sense. Why? And look, Rav Shimon, you understand exeres akosav? And you tell me, yeah, because according to Rav Shimon, davar gomar. What do you mean? But davar gomar doesn't apply over here. Okay, it's over. That's bad. And still, exeres akosav works. I mean, do you understand that there's a special exeres akosav that says that by chometz it works? But davar pella. The answer to this is what I said yesterday. It depends. What was the Gemara's reason why Rav Shimon needs a pasuk? What's the problem of Ben? It depends. Yesterday I said there's two ways to learn the problem of Ben. You could learn that the problem of Ben is that when the Zach is Ben, there's no Garam Lamamim. The din of Rav Shimon wasn't said when it's Ben, period. You could learn like that. The din of Ben, the din of Garam Lamamim wasn't said when it's Ben. The din of Garam Lamamim wasn't said when it's Ben. It wasn't said when it's Ben. There's no girl in the moment. When it's banned, the thing is mine. I don't care about the future. Get the heck with it. So then, I'm asking Akasha doesn't have a teretz. Why is he more asking the Shekama and the Rabbanan? Well, the Rav Shimon. Yes, Akasha, how could it be a Chayvach? He's like, Jezza Kosov. I mean, I don't understand the Jezza Kosov. And the Rav Shimon, you understand the Jezza Kosov. Yeah, because Rav Shimon holds all over the Dabar Girl in the moment. That's all over, but not here. Oh, here it's banned. And when it's banned, we don't say the Dabar Girl in the moment. So what's he more asking more on the Rabbanan and the Rav Shimon? I don't say the Shekama. The Shekama is focusing on the Rabbanan. I mean, the Rav Shimon's okay. Shouldn't the pasuk make sense? I'm asking a mavel dikakash. We need the pasuk make sense because davar gomar moment. If it's davar gomar, you don't need a pasuk. The teretz is because the regular davar gomar doesn't apply over here. Elamai, because it's the pasuk. So what's the rabbanah shred? What's why the rabbanah shred more shred than Rav Shimon? The answer is it's a raya to what I said yesterday. And this is the raya. When the gemara said as far as the light Rav Shimon, you need a pasuk because it's isa be'ene. They wanted me to say that there's no gram moment here. Gram moment means that I have a financial interest in this zach. When the Gemara said that when it's Issa Ve'eni, when the object's here in front of me and it could go back to the Bailam, we don't say Garam Mamun. The Gemara meant to say you don't have a Garam Mamun. You have a Garam Mamun. You have a future financial interest. When? When the thing's going to get lost. And then I'll have to pay so that I have a financial interest in the thing being around. The Gemara never meant to say that there's no Garam Mamun over here. There is a Garam Mamun. But the Garam Mamun is tomorrow. That means you have a Garam Mamun. You have a vested financial interest in this object. Klapi the Matzev of Shalei Ben. In the state of Shalei Ben, I have an interest in it. When it's gonna be stolen, when it's gonna get lost. But today, I don't have any interest. What did the Gemara mean to say? Listen to the Tipkat. The Gemara didn't mean to say that there's no Gerim L'Momen when it's Ben. The Gemara meant to say that when it's Ben, the Gerim L'Momen of tomorrow is not enough to give me Bailus now. So the Gemara meant to say it's not enough to give me Bailus now. It means like this. You, Reb Shimon, reckon with Gerim L'Momen. You do reckon with financial interest. You, Reb Shimon, hold that even though I don't have the Guf HaDavar, but a financial interest is also called bialos. Says the Gemara, what about a future financial interest? Where right now I don't have financial interest. Because it's not like the case where I stole a truck of cake. So on that the teretz is. On that the teretz is. No. We say a financial interest is enough. Says the Gemara, not a future financial interest. A future financial interest is for tomorrow. Not for today. But the Gemara didn't say there is no financial interest over here. The Gemara said that the future financial interest is not enough to make bialos. For example, yesterday I said that it could very well be, for example, that by Irani Dachas, it is enough bailus to be called Shlala. It's Shlal, it's booty of the town. That could be, it's enough for the Kseis Kasha. But it's not enough bailus. The Gemara didn't mean to say there's no Gram moment over here. Melos Niflamoid, watch. If the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Shimon is that the reason why I need a Pasuk is because there's no Gram moment over here, Goral moment wasn't said when something's been now. I don't care about tomorrow. So then why the Rabbana and Shvera? Then the Rabbi Yishimah, the Shimini, the Pasuk, and the Rabbana. There's a cause of the comics. Elamite Teretz says the Gemara never meant to say there's no Goral moment over here. The Gemara meant to say that the Goral moment of tomorrow is not enough to give Bibles today. But there is but Goral moment is a Siva to give Bibles. Goral moment is a Siva to give Bibles. This is not enough to give a Bibles now for Ba'al Yiroh. Everything more is a Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Dover Nifla, you have a Pasuk. I agree, I need a Pasuk. Why do I need a Pasuk? Because there's a huge chiddush to go say that a Bibles of tomorrow or a financial interest of tomorrow gives me a Bibles today. But all that is according to Rav Shimon that rechens it with, that he takes into account financial interest. Of a later Rabbanan who don't care about financial interest, what's the Pasuk going to help me? That's Nifla Ma'oid, La Mita Shel Torah, Pshat in the Lishna Kama. La Mita Shel Torah, the Pshat in the Lishna Kama is I'm asking a Mabel de Gakasha. Why do you ask on the Rabbanan and the Pasuk more than on Rav Shimon? Like both of them, you need a Pasuk. So why is the Pasuk more understood like Rav Shimon than the Rabbanan? You tell me no, because according to Dovah Gerla Momin, but this is not a case of Dovah Gerla Momin. Like the Gemara said, it's not a case of Dovah Gerla Momin. That's why you need a Pasuk. I'm asking a Mabel de Gakasha. Why is the Gemara's Kasha the Sakama more Shvan the Rabbanan than is Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon also needs a Pasuk. And Rav Shimon needs a Pasuk because this is not a typical case of Dovah Gerla Momin. Elamite, it's not like Zeres HaKasha. The Teretz is their worlds apart. Avadalei Rav Shimon, you need a Pasuk, because this is not a typical Gerla Momin. This is a Gerla Momin that a future interest gives me Bibles today. But there is a future interest, and I reckon with a future interest. Just the word is normal. A future interest is not enough to give Bibles today. The Pasuk tells me it is enough. That's according to Rav Shimon, who reckons with financial interest b'chlal. Where it was an internal shayla, the inner Rav Shimon, whether a future interest gives me Bible for now or not, and now we say, Svara, not Pasuk yet. Later, Rabbanan hold that financial interests don't carry any weight at all. But according to Rabbanan, that financial interests don't carry any weight at all, what's going to be the Pshat in the Pasuk? That's Nifla Mori Lamita Shotar. We'll talk about it. Wait. That's for Niflamari. That was the Gemara's Kasha. That's Amito Shalter, and that brings out the power what I said yesterday, that the Rav Shimon, the Gemara didn't mean to say that when it's Be'en, there is no Garmel moment. The Garmel moment of tomorrow is not enough for now, says the Gemara. The Pasuk says that it is. Like, you have a later Rabbanan who don't reckon with financial interest, Bechlal, comes along the Gemara and says, Fart is a Pasuk. Now we begin. A very interesting Chakira. Yesh Lachkor, so what's the Kamashul on? There's a Pasuk. There's a Kasha. Now, there are two ways to learn Pshat and Gzeres HaKosev. I want to hear how the Olam learned. One way of learning Pshat and Gzeres HaKosev is that Hagam, that the Rabbanan generally don't reckon with financial interest, and I want to explain what that means. Financial interest doesn't give Bibles. The Rabbanan will dover agree on the moment, lav kimomen domi. Financial interest, gram moment, doesn't give Bibles. If Shimon holds, gram moment gives Bibles. Just to more than half me to help, maybe only tomorrow, not today. Pasuk teaches me even today. But the Rabbanan Gram Momin doesn't give Bibles. Now there are two ways to learn the Kamash Shalom. Watch. One way of learning is that Hagam, the Gram Momin doesn't give Bibles. But by Chometz, the Gram Momin is enough to be Chai Bayra. I'm not saying out of my mouth that by Chometz it's called Momin. You can say it like that also. But I'll say it in a more narrow way. Yesh Lachkor, the feed, the Rabbanan who hold normally the financial interest is not called your Mominus at all. It doesn't give Bibles at all. Not today, not tomorrow. Yesh Lachkor, so what's the Pasuk teaching? Halei, the Gemara aggravated itself. What can be Pshat in the Pasuk? Kamash Lund is a Pasuk. What's the Pshat in the Pasuk? One way of learning is that albeit it's true that Gram Momin doesn't give Bailus B'chol HaTerah Kulo. For Chometz, a Gram Momin is enough. That's one way of learning. I repeat. Hagam that B'chol HaTerah Kulo, a Gram Momin, a financial interest, doesn't give Bailus. But for Chometz, it's enough. It's enough to be called Lacha. Hagam that normally it doesn't give Bailus. But if you ask me, but what's giving me the Lacha? It's the Gram Momin. It's the financial interest I have. Hagam that for everywhere else in the Torah, it's not enough, not present, not future. The other way of learning is, a different Shah Hagamson. The other way of learning is that Avada and Avada, the Rabbanan don't hold a Gram Momin, they don't hold financial interest as any meaning. Bechal, financial interest has no meaning, Bechal. So what's Pshat in the Pasuk? A different Shah completely. Nothing to do with financial interest because financial interest carries no weight according to Rabbanan. Rather, Pshat's a completely different Shah. The Pshat is that the Rabbanan's Kamashon is that when you take Achrayas for something, since you have Achrayas for the Zach, you took Achrayas to daiga that this Chayfetz is going to be taken care of, right? Not because a financial interest gives me a vested interest in it and therefore it's called mine. This is a Tixeres HaKosev. When you take something into your rishos and you take a chayis for it, I mean, you take a chayis for the chayfitz, you take a chayis to daiga that this chayfitz is going to be around, that's called its value. I mean, it's the chayis, not the gram moment, not the fact that it's going to cause me moment, not the fact that it's going to save me money, it's not the financial interest that I have in it. The kabbalah is a chayis. The fact that I took a chayis for this chayfitz, I'm going to use the lashon that the Olam over here likes me to use, that's a relationship with the object, that I took a chayis for this object. I took a chayis for this object. I have a chayis for the object. When I have a chayis for an object, to tiger that the chayfet sticks around, that's enough to be chayv by me. It's called it's by me, okay? It's called it's by me. It might not stem with the rules of Choshmi, but I have a chayis on it. And the etzem achrayis itself, I'm going to bring in Mitzvah soon more examples to this. The etzem achrayis, and I have kabbalah achrayis. I took a chayis for the chayfet, and the etzem taking a chayis for the chayfet gives me a relationship with this chayfet that it's called by me. I have a chayis to make sure that this chayfet is okay. I have a chayis, I mean, it's a din on the gavra. I have a chayis to make sure that this chayfet sticks around. I was a shomer. I took on myself a chayis for the chayfets. That's cool to have a relationship with the chayfets. It's not stam a truck of beer that a case of beer fell into my backyard. One second. That's emes of hakira, by the way. That's an emes of hakira. Is the pshat is that the gorim lamomim causes it, or it's the chayis that causes it? The fact that I took a chayis, I am responsible to dig it that this chayfet sticks around. Have an afkamina. Have a shocking afkamina, which I printed out for you on the sheet, which, if you'll ask me, am I 1,000,000% sure this is nafka mina? No. But I want to suggest a nafka mina. What you think? What's a din? Mabel de Kazakh. What happens if a guy has chavetz in his backyard? Yeah, he didn't take a chavetz on. He's not a shemachina, he's not a shemachachar, he's not a shoyl. He has no chavetz for it. So what's he doing in his backyard? He stole it. I asked you to see a Taisus on the Chavtesim and Aleph. Taisus says that if a guy steals chametz and the chametz is in his backyard, it's like he was mekabel achrayus on it. I repeat, very, very interesting case. I stole chametz, and the chametz is by me. Now you're asking, why is there an afkamina? You're asking, it's a dovah girl a moment, because we don't pass like Rosh Hashanah. We pass like who? We don't pass like Rosh Hashanah, dovah girl a moment. We pass like Rabbanan. Rabbanan, dovah girl a moment is not a moment. So why are you chayav? Because there's an exerza kosov over here. There's an exerza kosov. Exerza kosov, chametz. Listen to the case. I stole chametz. And the chametz is sitting in my rishos now. It says Taisus of Chavtesim and Aleph on top that if a guy has chametz of somebody else that he stole that is in his rishos, he's chayav by Rabbi Motze exactly like Achrayas in Agamor. So you'll all say, what do you mean? Yeah, sure. Because it's Dovah Gerol Amamin. It's a case where you stole the chametz, right? But it's not true. That's only Rosh Hashanah. We don't pass like Rosh Hashanah. We pass like Rabbanan. So I'm repeating, what happens if I have a case where I stole it? I didn't take a chayis on it. By the way, when I steal something, I took a chayis. When I stole something, I didn't take a chayis for it. The reason why I'm chayiv to give it back, by the way, is because I stole it. The act of the stealing is chayiv me to give it back, and the act of stealing is chayiv me for all einzin that have it. I'll never call a chayis, by the way. A guy who stole something is not a shomer. He didn't take on a chayis on it. He stole it. And if he stole it, he's chayiv and everything that happens to it afterwards. But a chayiv he doesn't have. Says, who cares? Nice, you stole a chametz. You have a chiyuv to give. You have a vested financial interest in it. You're chayiv by Rabbi Motze. I printed out to you on the sheet. A sheet of Mekubetzes in Bava Kama. A Maram Sarkastah, old friend from Bava Kama, who always said something interesting, if you remember. The Ram Sarkastah in the sheet of Tzadik Bava Mabez in Bava Kama says that if you steal something, you're not chayiv by Rabbi Motze. Straight out. The Maram Sarkastah in the sheet of Mekubetzes in Bava Kama, Tzadik Bava Mabez, says explicitly that if you steal something, you're not chayv. It was a lashon. Chametz over pesach chenadin and kosach chametz over lava pesach near lemon lezer belezer over by your rabbi Motze. You're not over. Pekach hakasha. What do you mean? You're not over. How do you have to give the chametz back every second? That's a moment. That's Rosh Hashanah. They're not all of it. Pekach hakasha. What's the chilik between chametz that I stole that I have a chiyuv and the difference of agamor where I'm a kabbalah chayis? I have a simple chilik. If the reason why they're Rabbanon, the pshat in the pasuk is that the pasuk's mechadish that dovar girl moment hakam, they don't hold of it all over, but it's the gram moment that makes it yours. So by gzeil also, there's a gram moment. The ma'isa, the existence of the chametz is saving me money. I, the Rabbanon, don't hold of gram moment all over to make it yours, but by chametz they agree. There's a pasuk that says gram moment plays a role. But may say if the Rabbanon don't hold a gram moment b'chal, and the reason why is exerts a cause of this because you were mekabel achrayis on this object and an object that you were mekabel. I'm responsible for this object. Yeah, I took achrayis for the object. Object that you took achrayis for. So the din is that it's called by you. So then by stealing that. So according to Rav Shimon, I don't have enough kumina. Rav Shimon will talk about the moment, and that's the shot on the pasuk. We say this, so we have a problem when the ball game is over. But according to who? Rabbanan. We hold like Rabbanan. We hold that we're going to love kumon with domi. No, boss. So why you chayav by achray? It's because it's a pasuk. Yesh lachar what the pshat in the pasuk is. Is the pasuk saying that even though normally double girl the moment doesn't help me at all, but over here the ground moment makes a mind? In which case, the case over here where I stole it, I have a ground moment because the existence of the chometz every second is saving me money. Or the pshat is that it's a new exercise across it, that when you take achrayas on something, when you take responsibility for something, your responsibility creates a kesha to the object that it's called your object. In the case of a gazan, I don't have achrayas. I don't have achrayas, by the way. I have no achrayas for the chayfetz. I have to pay the chayfetz back because I did an act of gzeila. I don't have achrayas on the chayfetz. My chiv is not to daiko for the chayfetz. I'm not responsible for the chayfetz. I'm responsible for the act of gzeila that I did. I have no achrayas on the chayfetz. I don't have achrayas on the chayfetz. It's not stemming from the chayfetz. It's coming from the din of the gzeila that I have. So it's not. So if you ask me, is it a dover girl in the moment? It could be. But I don't have a chrayis on the chayfetz. I don't have a chrayis machmas the chayfetz to daiget. But when a guy's a shomer, he has a chrayis on the chayfetz to daiget that the chayfetz stick around. I don't have a chrayis to daiget about the chayfetz to stick around. By the way, I didn't take responsibility for the chayfetz. I did a ma'isik zela, which is mechayim to do veheshev to give it back. Very, very, very fascinating machlekes between Tosfos and Choftes by us and the Maram Sarkas and Shita Mukubetzes with the lamaskana later of Bonon. Will the pasuk cover a case where I wasn't a shomer but I was a gazlan? Fantastic machlekes. This brings us to the famous machlekes Rishonim that the Rosh over here speaks out. What level of shmirah do I need in order to be chayiv by Rabbi Mosse? So the Rosh over here brings down two shitas, shita of the Rosh and shita of the Ri and shita of the Bahag. Do you need to be a shomer chinam where you chayiv for pshias, or you need to be a shomer sach where you chayiv for gnev aveda? I printed out to you today a Tosfos in Bometzia Daf Pei Beis who brings Oshitas Rashi. It's not teaching the Rashi Osh in the Sugya, but he brings Oshitas Rashi that says you have to be chayav in Einzin. Less than Einzin is not called Achrayis that you chayav for Chametz. Three Shitas, a ladder. What level of Achrayis do I need in order to be chayav on somebody else's Chametz? Shemachinu who's chayav on Mashiach, Shemesachu who's chayav on Geneva Vaveda, or that's not enough and that's not enough. I need to be a guy who's Mekabel on himself, Chayav Einzin also. Then you're chayiv for by Rabbi Matze. What is the shot of these three shittos? Shia, Kneva Aveda. So Bochanan over here in Kovitz Yerim, Oishchav Zayin, says a very, very interesting shot. V'kach kibalnum Rabbi Seinu, to say shot over here in this Malchikas Rishonim, which is a continuation of what I said. Remember, my Rabbi Sai, when we talk about the halacha of a kavalsa chrayas, we're living in the world of the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold you don't say davar girl moment come on. It's exeris akosav. I just said a beautiful hakira. What is the exeris akosav? The exeris akosav is either the achrayas or the davar girl moment. Doesn't make a difference. Either way, I want to say a davar noira, what Bochanan says over here about Richus Gadol, middle of a massive shtikotera about something else. Bochanan says a mari de kazach. Bochanan says, watch. A guy's a shemachina on somebody's cow. A guy is a shemachino on somebody else's cow. He was pesheah. He undertook the pesheah. He left the door open, and the animal ran out. Okay. Again, a guy is a shemachino. He's not chayav for geneva veda. He's not chayav for einzin. He's chayav for pesheah. What's pesheah? He didn't watch the animal. He left the barn door open. He left the gate of the chazan open. The animal ran out. You're pesheah. Yesh lachkar. Why are you chayav for pesheah? One reason you have a shia is because you took a chrayas on the animal. You have a chrayas to replace the animal. You have a chrayas to daiga that my animal goes back to me. A chrayas for the chayfetz calls it a bochanan. You'll ask me, and why you have only for shia? Because that was the level of a chrayas that I took on. I repeat. You'll ask me, and why only for shia, not for geneva veda? Because we bought the mashem machino, I'm not getting paid. So the level of a chrayas, the level of responsibility for the chayfetz, the insurance policy that I gave you. But I'm chayiv. A chayiv is an insurance policy that I'm going to replace the chayiv. It was only on a level of shia. I didn't take on more than that. Another way to learn, says Rabbi Hanan, is mechudish de kibshat, that's not the reason why chayiv for shia. Hashem Achino is not a chayiv ochal, nor us. He says a very sophisticated pshat. I'll tell you what the raya he brings is. The raya he brings is, he says, the pshat's like this. The reason why chayiv for shia is because the minute you became a shomer, you undertook to watch it and not to be pshat. When you go ahead and you fail at the job that you undertook, you're doing an act of mazik. In other words, what facilitates that I'm called a mazik? Are you a mazik? The guys have it. It's mamish all of a mazik. It's makav behem le yishalmenu. You're breaking somebody else's window. You're breaking somebody else's laws. How did I destroy your horse? Because I didn't watch it. Well, why should I watch it? Because you undertook to watch it. But it's the Peshia, the Chiyav, is not because of Achrayas, by the way. You didn't undertake Achrayas. The Peshia is Chayav because you're a Mazik. It's a very interesting Raya. But the Raman Paskins that our guy, the din is that if a guy is makabel to do Shmir on Karka, for example, so it's not Chal. But the Raman Paskins that even though a guy was makabel on himself to watch on Karka, the Shmir is not Chal, but Peshia you Chayav for. In fact, the Ruchon, why Chayav for Peshia? I'm not a shamer. There's no partial shamer. To me, it's from the Parsha. It's a Chal protocol. The answer is what Maisa, because you're a Mazik, because you undertook to watch it. Is the act of Peshia is an act of Mazik. Atkan or Ruchonon. A chakira, why is a person chayiv when you're pesheya? Is it because I have achrayas for the chayfetz? Or because I didn't act of shir? I didn't act of mazik. The lashon of the me'iri over here is that it's called mazik. One second. Says Rav Chanan a phenomenal zach. Listen to what he says. I want to hear yesterday, I'll say a bad marshal, but Rav Chanan Kamat says this. How interesting, Shiloh. Let's say a guy has a window there. Okay? So, I can take a rock and throw it through the window. If I'm going to throw the rock through the window, so there's no shabbat, I'm going to have to pay for it, right? Would anybody in their right mind say, oh, you have a financial interest in it? I'll say an example. I have chametz. If I go burn the chametz, I'm going to have to pay, correct? If I'm going to go burn the chametz, I'm going to have to pay. Agreed? If I'm going to burn the chametz, I'm going to have to pay. We agree to that. So why'd you say that? What do you mean? I have a chayes for the chametz. I don't have a chayes for the chametz. I want to say the lumbus. I have a chayes for my actions. I don't have a chayes for the chayfetz. I have a chayes to pay for my actions that I did act of burning. Nobody in the right mind will come along. I have a new kasha. Why do you have to have a chayes for the chametz? Shemachinam, shemesachar, einzin. What do you need that for? Why don't you just tell me that I could burn it? I'll be chayes to pay. The answer is the jesta kol. That's not an obligation to make the chayfetz yours. The reason why you'll have to pay is not because you're responsible for the chayfetz. That's what Rohanan says. In order to be called by your rabbi Motzei, you have to have a responsibility for the chayfetz. You have to have a chayfetz for the chayfetz. That day you can go in and burn the chayfetz and the chayfetz makar behemi yishamenu al ma'asik. That doesn't make that the chayfetz, you have an interest in the chayfetz. That's the reason why the chayfetz is by you. If you do the action, you'll be chayfetz for the action that you did, for the ma'asik that you did. That's emes hamitah. Says Rav Chanan that if she is chayfetz because of ma'asik, so then you don't have any dinim in the chayfetz. And I'm going to explain it. Watch what I'm saying now. Like both Havanas in the Rabbanim. I said two Havanas in the Rabbanim is an arbitrary Xeris HaKosov. So I said two Havanas in the Rabbanim. One Havana I said in the Rabbanim is what? Is that it's a Xeris HaKosov. That if it's a Gedin of Garim Lamamim. That's a Dover Pashit. That nobody in the right mind is going to say that if I go burn the Chametz is Garim Lamamim. If you burn the Chametz, you Chayev, because you're Adam Amasa, correct? Sadiq, I learned the Pshat in the Rabbanim is the second Havana. What was the second Havana? It's not because of gram momen. The reason is because you have a chrayas on the chayfetz. You don't have a chrayas on the chayfetz. When you burn it, you chayef because you have a chrayas for the chayfetz. When you burn it, you chayef for your actions that you burn the object. Is saif the havana in the rabbanon of why the pshat and the xeris akosif is pshat A is because there's a future financial interest in the object. Saif, the reason is because stam, I have a chrayas on the object. That's all when I have a din in the chayfetz. If I'm going to go ahead and burn the zach and I'm going to have to pay, that's not because I have a chrayis for the chayfetz, not because I have an insurance, not because I have any interest in the chayfetz, not because I have a din in the chayfetz, I have no relationship with the chayfetz at all. If and when I'll go ahead and burn it, I'll be chayiv, also other mamazik, that's my action. But it doesn't stem from a chiyuv to replace and die before the object. That's not called a relationship with the chayfetz. Even like the rabbanon who hold the rabbanon mamal lafkum amadami, but the bare minimum that I need for the pasuk that is called layimotze lecha is that I have a shaychus to the chayfetz. What is the shaychus that I have a chayfetz? Says Rav Chanan that you have achrayis for the chayfetz. That I have achrayis for the chayfetz. You have achrayis for the chayfetz. You have achrayis for the chayfetz. If you don't have achrayis for the chayfetz, if I'm going to go ahead and throw a rock through it and break it, I'll have to pay for it. That's not called you have achrayis for the chayfetz. You have achrayis for your actions. That's not called an achrayis for the chayfetz. That's not called a relationship with the chayfetz. I mean, me'ela. Says Rav Chanan, there was a big machlekes over here. Risha number one held even pshia, because that's called pshia is achrayis. Pshia is not mazik. Shita number one held that Hashem Echina was enough. Why? You have achrayis for the chayfetz. What level of achrayis do I have? I have a level of pshia. That's enough. Because pshia is achrayis. I have achrayis to die that this object is going to be around. So say whether I learn pshat number one, say whether I learn pshat number two. I have a relationship with this chayfetz. I have to die that the chayfetz is going to be around. And the mail of the pshat and the pasuk is good. Came along pshat number two and said, no. Hashem Echina doesn't work. Because pshia is a din mazik. Pshia is not a din of insurance policy. Pshia is not a din machmas mazik. Pshia is a regular din mazik. It's in the gavra. That's not called you have a relationship with the Chayfetz. Only Gneva Aveda. What's Gneva Aveda? Gneva Aveda, the reason why I'm Chayfetz is not because of my fault. Why am I Chayfetz for Gneva Aveda? Why am I Chayfetz for Gneva Aveda? I'm Chayfetz for Gneva Aveda because of what is it? I undertook Achrayis. I undertook a relationship with the object. I undertook that I'm Achray for the Chayfetz. I'm Achrayis for the Chayfetz. I have to die that the Chayfetz should stick around. The reason why I'm Chayfetz Mashiach, according to this sheet, is not because I have to die that the Chayfetz should stick around. I have to die that I have to pay for my sehezik that I did. That's not called our relationship with the Chayfetz. You're not going to give everybody a role for that. The second sheet I held, the first sheet I held, she is also good. Second sheet I held, no, she is not. She is a ma'aseh mazik. She is not a din that you have achoris to die that the Chayfetz should stick around. It's a din on the ma'aseh mazik. Gneva aveda, that's an insurance policy. Now we get to sheet 3. The Velt declares, what does sheet 3 hold? Sheet 3 holds, it's a basis in Mometzia Daf Hei Beis. Sheet 3 holds that no, Shabbachina is not enough. Shia. Shabbosach is not enough. You have to have Oinsen. Yesh Lachkor, why does he hold you have to have a Chia of Oinsen? You have to cover the whole spectrum of possibilities. Shia, Gneva Aveda, and even an Oinus. Why even an Oinus? What's a Pshat? So here, in light of what I said, there are two ways to learn. Here, in light of what I said, there are two ways to learn. Watch. One way of learning is a saying that Avadi, you're right. Gneva Aveda is not Mazik. Where did I do a Maisa Mazik? She has a Maisa Mazik. You deliberately went ahead and left the door open. That's called a Maisa Mazik. That's called that's like throwing a rock through a window. That's not called a Havachrayas for the Chayfetz. That's responsible for your actions. Gneva Aveda is not like that. So why do I have to have Oinsen? What's the third sheet to hold? The Teretz says the third sheet to hold, you're right. You have insurance policy. But what level of insurance policy makes a relationship with the object? That day you undertook part of the insurance policy or all possibilities? It could be the third sheet to hell. You're right. Avada, when you take on Gneva Aveda, it's not some of my samazik. Gneva Aveda means you have responsibility for the Chayfetz, but not for all possibilities. And the only time we say that the object has a shaykhus to you is when you undertake full responsibility for the object. The din that we say that the responsibility for the chayfetz creates a relationship with you is only when you take on full responsibility for it. Even einzin. Kolman, you don't take on einzin. So the sheet that holds pshia holds, the minimal achrayas is enough. The sheet that holds gneva veda holds what? No, pshia doesn't work because pshia is not achrayas. Pshia is a din of ma'aseh mazik, Rabbi Hanan says. And what is the third sheet to hold? Only when you have Oinsen. Third sheet agrees that the word is Gneva Aveda is called Achrayas for the Chayfetz. It's not enough Achrayas. In order to go ahead and have a Shaychus to the object, you have to undertake the full spectrum of all Achrayas. And then you have Achrayas for the object. But if you only have a partial responsibility, that's not enough. Very Gishmak Aslor. But it could be, says Rabbi Seinu, it says developed a different shot. It could be this third sheet to hold that Gneva Aveda is also a Maisa Mazik. Bira Adron was like this. What's the reason why Pshi is called a Maisa Mazik? I want to point out something very clear. Why is Pshia called a Maisa Mazik? Why is Pshia not an insurance policy? Why is Pshia not a Chayas? Why is Pshia called a Maisa Mazik? I have an interesting question. If I open up somebody, if I walk down the street and I see somebody's garage is open, I leave it open. Somebody in the right mind will say, you're Chayav? No, I'm not the Shomer. It's not my problem, right? So Avada, Pshia is only Chayav when you're a Shomer. Make up your mind. You're Mazik, you're not a Mazik. The Teretz is the reason why I'm called a Mazik is because I undertook to do Shemira. And when I don't do what I undertook to do, that's an act of Mazik to get a guy's behemoth. Zokta Lomdim, the Gneva Veda is the same thing. Gneva Veda, you did a level of Shmira, but you didn't do enough Shmira to block the Gneva Veda. If you would have put down a proper Shmira, you would have put down a higher level of Shmira, you would have blocked it. So Gneva Veda is also a Gevissa type of Pshia. Says the Lomdim that the same reason that the Gneva Veda Mandiyamar holds that Pshia doesn't work, because Pshia is not an insurance policy on the Chayfetz, Pshia is a Chiv of the Mazik of the Gavra, is likewise Gneva Veda is the Zelbazach. Gneva Veda, the Pshara is, why you have a Gneva Veda? You could learn, because I undertook a Chayas for the object. I guarantee that the object is going to be replaced. But you could say very well, no. Gneva Veda is also a Suk Mazik. Why am I Mazik? Because the Vardas Vivalt you undertook to watch, and you didn't watch it properly. By the way, when you're a Shem HaSachar, Vivalt you're getting paid, Ligzach in the undertaking that you did a higher level undertaking. So the Vardas, when you didn't do your undertaking, I'll ask you, so why are you Chayav? I'm Chayav because I undertook to take care of the Chayfetz. I undertook to replace the Chayfetz. There it is, no. I'm a Chayav, I didn't take insurance policy. The reason why I'm Chayav is because I undertook to watch it. I didn't watch it properly. That's an act of Pshia on the level of Shmir, what I was supposed to do. So Vaita, why are you Chayav? You're not Chayav Mitzad Achrayas. You're Chayav Mitzad, the act of Mazik that you did. Vaita, that's not a reason to go call it your Chametz. It's like I said, Chametz that I could burn tomorrow, and then I'll be Chayav. Nobody in the right mind will come along and say, you have to buy your Rabbi Mazik, because tomorrow you have to pay for it. Because today the object is going to the moment. That's what Maisa Mazik, it's not an object in the Chayfetz. Mela is a double posh, not like that. Mela could very well be that the reason why Sheeta number 3 holds Einsin is two ways to learn. You could learn that Sheeta number 3 holds that it's very nice that Geneva Bay is an insurance policy, but it's not enough of an insurance policy. It's not enough of a gram. It's not enough of a chiyuv machmas techefetz. For that, I have to have a broad spectrum insurance policy. But it could very well be, it could be that the third cheetah holds a different reason. The same way the second cheetah holds. That pshia is not called achrayas for the chefetz. Why? Because the chiyuv mitzad the gav or mitzad the mazik is like throwing a rock through a window. Likewise, Geneva Beit is Zolba Zachmanish, just it's a lower level Pshia, because he had a higher standard of Shmira. And that's why you have to have Oinsin. By a Shoyal, we chayef Oinsin. Over there, you can't say it was Pshia. Lightning struck, it wasn't my fault. Over there, you chayef, because you undertook a chayef to return it. That's very geschmack, that could be. The big Shverkite is, the Rambam that I printed out for you today, the Rambam says an astounding Kiddush. So I want to point out that in the topic of which level of achrayas you need to take out, I want to speak out. We have three shitas. Shemachinam, Shemesachar, Oinsin, which is equivalent to Shoyal. And then I brought down a fantastic machlekes. What will be when I'm not a Shemachinam, I'm not a Shemesachar, I'm not a Shoyal? What happens if there's a gzela? Where I have an achrayas to give it back, but if I did, it's not mitzat the object, it's mitzat davar grel moment. Yesh la'ayim was a heitev mo'oid. The Rambam that I printed out for you, if you want to look at it for a second, is a pella otzimamish. The Rambam calls heartache and all the gzela achorinim, which I don't have a clear shot of, but the Rush brings it down. Look at the Rambam, perek dalav hadalav. Akum anal shehifkir chemetz ha'yisrael. A goy put chemetz comes by you. You're not a shemachinam, you're not a shemesachar, you're not a shoyl, you're not a ganiv, you are mekabel on yourself anything, you have no chiyuvim. But he's an anos, he's a violent guy. If you're a day ha'yisrael shem ovad enigdom b'chayv v'l'sham, he's going to have to pay. V'kayfeyu v'oinsay l'shalim. Here, my sinner. I have something as in my rishos. I wasn't mekabel pikdainis. And I wasn't mekabel on myself shmira. And I have no legal obligations to the guy. But he's a violent guy. He's a mob. And he says, oy, my boy, woe is to you that if this thing gets lost, I'm going to break your head. You're going to have to pay. Says the Rambam, that's cold like it's yours. By the way, where did the Rambam take this from? The Rambam learned the story of Rambam that they weren't mekabel on this old shmira. It was a violent zav. The army dropped it off and said that if you don't watch the mezainas that we put there, we're going to make you pay. And the Rambam said that that's enough. Now here, this doesn't stem with anything we said till now. Over here, you don't have to have a girl in the moment. That's not a girl in the moment. The object's not a girl in the moment. The guy's a violent guy. Elamai, what's the shot? I was mekabel myself achrayas. I wasn't mekabel myself achrayas. What is this? A zav that I know that I'm going to have to pay for. That's enough to go be mechayvi by Yerov and Mazik because the guy's going to break my head? What is that? Which it doesn't fit into any of the lomdas that I said yesterday or today, not mitzad the achrayas on the chepet, not mitzad the din of Ger Lomomen. It's not a din, I'm grad, they're going to have to pay for it. So the lomdim on a taina, that there's one aspect over here that you have is that for dear life, you're davening three times a day, that this thing should stick around. You want the thing to be around, correct? Right to be kiyumai, says the Mefarshim, I think my commission says. Is that's enough? That's a new level. That's a new level, by the way. Right to be kiyumai. And then there's a tell from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's totally in Gerel Moment. The Gemara took off the Dover Pasha that the Siva is because of Gerel Moment. I don't know what the Rambam does with the Gemara. The Gemara about the story of Rava. What happened? The Gemara about the story of Rava, right? And then the Gemara says, Hanichel man never Gerel Moment. What Gerel Moment? When Gerel Moment? Talking about an act of violence over here that the guy's going to break your head. There's no girl moment over here. I'm saying the Gemara took on for a Dover Pasha that the Siba Yechayev by Achrayas is because of girl moment. If you tell me that it's because the guy's going to break my head tomorrow, also, that's not the girl moment. Not a Lomash Hashad. One second. Unless you tell me. That it's not the Rav Shimon, which is very strange, by the way. Because this is not a case of Gerel Moment. You know what I'm asking you? It's not a case of Gerel Moment. The case of if the case of Rava with Mechuzah was a case of violence, and there was no Kabbalah B'chlal, so it's not a case of Gerel Moment. There's no Gerel Moment here, by the way. The guy's going to break my head. But if it's a Gerel Moment, the object's existence is not saving me money. It is bad, but that's not Gerel Moment. I don't think that's Gerel Moment. No, I'm trying to take two technical analyses. Three. Very important. Number one is, tomorrow we're going to do the Gemara Behemes Anuna very quickly. It means a minute. And then we're starting a huge sugya, probably one of the most important sugyas of the Perek, the sugya of Yichel Levayis. All the secrets of the Perek are hidden away in this little piece of Gemara, Yuzmach Likas Yushayana, that's Al-Bez. The second technical announcement is that the Eilam Baruch Hashem is learning very well the Ayin Hara. But there's a Miyat of the Eilam is not coming on time for a Seder. So it's actually like this. What's my problem with Miyat coming on time for a Seder? What's the difference? They don't deduct from my salary if the Eilam comes late. So the answer is, Ataka don't care, Be'etzem. But I have a chayas to the tzibur that it makes a riffian for the guys who do care. And most of the Eilam is learning very well, like I said, really. It's impressive. It's a Merit HaKazman, the Eilam is learning well at night and busy. It's good. I'm staying good. But there's a miyat over here that don't come on time, and it's making a riffian for the other guys. Now, I never took a Torah Masorah course to be a high school Rebbe. It's one of my weaknesses. I always say that if I get fired over here, I'm done. Okay, where am I going to go teach in the Sifta? I'm going to run after the guys and tell them we're worried. It's not for me. Okay, I saw that 1 or 2 days I came this month take attendance for a Seder. It was traumatic for me. Forget about for you. I'm not going to chase that. So I want to make an announcement now, and there's a few guys missing, so please tell your friends, if they are your friends, the guys who don't come, that this year I have a chrayas to people who send their children to me. I have a chrayas copy parents, okay? I don't have a chrayas copy anybody else. And today, we should a little bit. But be good to your parents. I'm not talking about the younger lady. Younger lady, whatever they want. Okay? But, Amish. But Akoponim, my chrayas to everybody, including the younger lady, obviously, is that if I know every day when the island comes, I'm not going to chase you, I'm not going to take attendance, I'm not going to ask you where you were. It's not for me, it's not for my age. Maybe 30 years ago when Rabbi Weinberg, Shlita, Cincinnati, Rov was in Shira, he used to do it, but I didn't need to do it then. The island was here at Cracker Jack, 9:15 sharp, correct?
Nine.
That's why he ended up as Rov in Cincinnati. But Akoponim, Nazul Yenenu.
Okay.
Yeah, going to Rabbi Weinberg, things were different then. You didn't have to say these things, remember? Akoponim, this is me, I thought I was doing very stark, better than them. Yeah, the bigger Londonim. What? 37 only? No, we have Pesachim already had a bigger. I had 100 guys already. You weren't even counting. But we didn't have a Pesachim. What did you do there? When it was dripping the water on the Gemara, remember? It wasn't, there was no Ezra then. Listen carefully, so I want to make an announcement. Please tell the 1 or 2 guys that are not here today that if you're not here every day at 9:45, so at the end of the Zman, I'm not telling anybody to leave Chas V'Shalom, middle of the Zman, but at the end of the Zman, I'm not taking back anybody who's not here on a steady basis. Go to 10, and don't say I didn't tell you, because I said it, and if you tell you one day that day, boom, right? Because the guy doesn't come. But so tell everybody, make sure that everybody has a list of 12 and 4 other guys who you think weren't here today. I'm not going to talk about it again. I said, I'm an old man already, I have other things on my mind, and I'm already halfway through life, past halfway through life. I'm not going to talk about it, I wasn't going to take back next month. And Zelda Magidishum will do the same thing also, by the way. I went and checked this morning. It's a very simple Zach. Next month, I will not take back guys when I quote the 10. It's only time to. And Inyan the Inyan, but Oysa Inyan, is that had a whole wave of questions about summer vacations, even though only at halftime of those months. I understand that the serious issues on the table, so I want to make something very clear that I didn't make clear last year, but I make it clear now. I was confused. Some of you came to ask all types of things, of leaving, this and that. I want to make something clear, crystal clear, and it's going to be a big uproar, but it doesn't make a difference. If you want to leave Eretz Yisrael for the summer, you have two choices. Either to stay here and stand on your head, A, B, go to Camp Meir, C, you can go home to America and go to camp or go back to your parents. It's unacceptable any other option. Anybody who goes to Europe or anywhere in the globe, the Rabbi is South Africa, okay? And anyway, in Africa, there's a new epidemic spreading, so it's not good that you can talk. But anybody who goes anywhere else besides home or Camp Meir Vitikavose is not welcome back next month. It's not negotiable, and please don't talk to me about it because I'm an old man. I have other things on my head. So I want to make that clear. There shouldn't be any mistakes. If you got Kim, I forgot to tell you that it's not acceptable. Any trips anywhere. Why not? Nothing. It's not my job to explain it because it's not a high school. You forgot, and I'm not a high school. I didn't take the Torah Masorah course. I only give them. Okay?
Emergency. How about a Mr. Buzz?